Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside our boy, Alex. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
We also got Chlorel in the house. What up, Chlo?
What's up, guys?
And live from New York City, our boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
What up, guys?
Are you having a good time or what?
I'm having a blast.
Now, you're doing something really special right now. Maybe you can fill us in on what you're doing.
Yeah, so the purpose of the trip was a bit of a mystery when Converse reached out to me. But we got here in the city and we're shooting some photos for a random sneaker that will be revealed later on.
Ooh.
And then at night they said, okay, just show up at this spot. We're going to go have a little bit of dinner and then go to a show later on. The funky thing is that we walk up to this studio. It's called Spring Studios in New York City.
Very cool.
And we go up to like the sixth floor. There's like a bar here, and on the side they have this whole room set up where there's like a long table and then all this like gear, all this equipment to cut material.
In other words,
I see where you're going with that.
It sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like these little boxes set up with like pieces of sneakers. So, like, the back tab, the toe cap, samples of the rubber that they put on the outsole, and then swatches, tons of swatches for upper material.
And damn.
Swatches as in watches?
No, swatches.
Color swatches.
Like, oh.
Yeah, like, material, like, clothes. There's bachetta here. I can make a shoe. The straight up bachetta.
Yo, so Chris, yeah. What you're saying is the Christopher Chu Converse volume version 1 is coming soon.
I've put in my order. what they've done is pretty funky because it's a collaboration with V-Files.
Wow.
What they do is every now and then they feature up and coming artists and like designers of sorts. And they have one, his name is Nazir. He's come up with all his different materials, like his swatches. It's exclusive to tonight only.
Damn.
Like the only time you'll be able to get this material on Converse Street Art.
Wow.
So
wow.
When they said that, I said right away, I'm going to have to pick one of his materials because they're actually really freaking dope to start off with.
Nice. So what happens is like you customize your shoe today and then they place an order and then you're going to get it physically somehow.
Exactly. I pick all my materials from the upper, the tongue, the back tab, the outsole, like what color rubber, and then the Converse patch.
Amazing.
On the medial side.
Can you embroider your name on it and shit?
No, not that, but everything else, like picking the materials, I can... My back tab could be different from the tongue. It's like primo, premium customization.
So, wow. The question is, were you mentally ready to create your own shoe?
I was not. Like, I walked in, and then they said, okay, just sit down and get ready. And I'm like, I thought they were just going to show us what the process is of building a shoe. But no, we were actually, everyone that showed up from the Canadian team was able to pick their own shoe out and customize their own shoe, and we should be getting it in like several weeks.
This is crazy. This is like next level ID.
Yo,
man.
So cool. So is the customization thing new for Converse?
So they have the customization available at two of their locations, two of their stores, the Soho store here in New York and out in Boston, because I think headquarters for Converse is in Boston. So you have these two locations that offer customization of the shoe. But as I mentioned before, the swatches, there's like a set of swatches here that are exclusive to tonight only. And that's what makes this little scenario a bit more interesting for like the people in attendance. So there's not only like the people from Canada, there's people from all over the place.
Super dope.
Is your left shoe and right shoe going to be the same, or?
It's the same. It has to be the same. So there's like a little bit of, not restrictions, but like they're like, okay, if you're going to use one material for the inside, the medial side, the lateral side has to be the same type of material as well.
Okay. Is there any way we can get a little bit of a hint of what you're going to be doing here?
Well, by the time you guys listen to this, it's Saturday. I'm at the event in the middle of the week. So just check out if you've been paying attention to Bragfair IG. I'll post a couple of pictures there, and I'll eventually have a write-up. But for my specific shoe, it's got pink in it.
Ooh. Turbo red or pink?
There's some pink and there's some suede in there.
Ah,
yo.
Nice. Yo, knowing yourself, your mind was probably like
blown away,
and just like your brain was probably going like 2,000 miles per hour.
My main thing was to not be regular, because
of course
I need to customize any way I want, and I don't want a shoe that anyone could possibly purchase in store, or something that looks like what some you could buy in store.
It's gonna be like a what the Chris.
No, it's not a what the chew. It's just as out there as I could be, while staying true to what I like.
Being smooth.
Yo, that's super cool of Converse to do this with you.
So sick. So can you tell us a bit about like what's going on? What kind of people are around you? I think we've seen Kristen from Sneaker Talk.
Yes, Christian from Sneaker Talk is here with us. There's Carlo from Mark's Troy. There's the Sidewalk Hustle people, good people. And then there's like all these big blogs that I know. It's like there's Soul Selectors here.
Nice.
So it's a pretty cool event. But it's like half not an event. They just set it up. They decided to set it up quick. Well, not quick, but like it not be pumped up as an event for people to report on necessarily.
That's very cool.
You kind of like I don't know.
That's super cool.
So it's not everyone that has this that have the same mandate, right? Not everyone's expected to like do the same thing, like as far as photography or coverage, video, whatever.
Oh yeah, like we didn't know we were gonna come in and customize the sneaker. So
no, but I mean, The trip for you is to shoot the shoe, right?
No.
He's not even gonna have the shoe.
The trip was for me to take photos of another sneaker.
No, that's right.
And this customization process is just something.
It's bonus.
That just, like, took me aback. Like, yo, I walked in and like, come on, when do you get to pick your material down to like whether I want suede, whether I want the brushed suede side or the leather pan side of the material, you know?
Amazing.
And you're gonna have that Lunar Lawn insole, right?
Yeah, it's a truck too. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
And how was shooting during the day?
Shooting during the day is a bit different because there's so many people on the streets.
Oh yeah.
How's the weather down there?
So when I left Montreal, there was a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And I got here and people are wearing hoodies. So
damn.
There's no snow on this. There's no snow on the ground right now.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
Yo man, I gotta hit up New York. What am I doing here?
So I was gonna let you guys run the like run with the podcast, just you three, but after I walked in and I saw all this stuff going on and I looked at my watch, I was like, yo, it's about the time that you guys are getting on to record. I figured I'd just give you guys a call, see if you guys wanted to get the little lowdown on what's actually live happening to me right now.
That's amazing.
It's amazing, bro.
There you go.
Yo, so, before you go, we're super glad you called in, but what are you wearing on feet right now?
Pardon?
What are you wearing on feet right now?
I'm wearing a pair of sneakers that I shot today that I can't tell you what it is.
Okay. We'll talk about it another time.
It's a Converse.
Okay, we'll go with Converse.
You like that, bro?
Yeah.
I like that.
Have fun, man.
Right. Yo, make sure you take some time for yourself, eh?
Well, you know, I just customized the shoe for myself. So
there you go.
Amazing, bro.
You're already one step ahead.
Have a nice trip.
Okay, guys.
Later, bro. We miss you.
Peace.
Love you. See you later.
Peace.
Bye.
Yo, that's so cool that he called in.
It's actually so legit.
I'm loving that.
And like for the people listening for today's podcast, this literally happened.
That was not planned.
That was not planned. That was like two minutes before we pod. He called us and he's like, yo, you guys recording soon? And we're like, yep, in like 2 minutes. Like, okay, plug me in. I want to say something. I'm like, cool.
Thanks. Perfect timing.
Yo, I'm so glad he called in. I'm so glad he called
amazing
in. But,
yo.
Yo, since that all happened, I think it's time that we find out what we wore on feet today. Chloe, what'd you wear on feet today?
I wore my neon Air Max 95s.
Nice. Yeah. A classic.
Yeah, it's perfect for this type of shit weather.
Would you say it's one of your favorite 95s?
Oh, it's for sure.
Crazy.
Is it a nice beater?
It's a perfect beater. It takes a good beating.
He's like, what, do you call my shoes beaters?
Because I know he has like tons of them, so...
I think I bet like 9 pairs.
I think he passed tons a long time ago.
Nice.
No, there are none of them cracked yet.
No?
I still have my first pair.
The 95, man, they're built to last.
Yeah.
That outsole, the midsole is thick, sturdy, durable.
I think I just had to glue the toe once.
Oh, yeah?
Not really.
Not even on a neon pair. On another pair. But that's what gives out first.
Nice.
Super dope. Alex, what you wearing on feet today, my friend?
I went what you guys could call the bread. But
the bread.
Adidas
the
bread.
Jordan
some would call it
bread.
No, I was wearing the new Yeezy V2 in the black and red colorway, which I can call also my consolation prize, the Pirate Black, if we could say so.
Yeah, I think we could say that. We could say that.
It was not expected, but it happened.
So. You weren't planning on it?
Nope.
You're really happy, though.
I am extremely happy.
I was able to check them out in your bag.
Yeah.
Sorry to say, your bag. Your sneaker podcast bag.
My sneaker podcast stalled bag.
Yeah. Yeah. They're dope.
They are taking a beat. Like,
yeah.
They're getting destroyed.
I pulled them out of his bag and he's like, yo. I'm like, can I try them on? He's like, yeah, man, I'm beating the crap out of them. Go ahead. I don't care.
Four of them. My store is like full of calcium. I'm mopping in them. I'm like walking in the snow to Starbucks, like splashing slush.
You put any product on them?
Hey, no.
Nothing.
Okay. Hell no. You know, it's black primate. Like, it doesn't get dirty. The only thing that gets the like somehow like stains on it is the calcium.
But on the just, midsole. Like,
no, on the brand new.
Oh,
mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the midsole gets really dirty.
Yeah.
And salty, but you could just literally like Jason Market and you're fine. Like the other V2s, the olive colorways, I've cleaned them already like 4 times and they stay well. That's what I like. They stay good looking and like it stays crisp and.
And you have no problem taking the salt off the upper.
But you know, no.
You have
no,
a technique for that, don't you?
Yes. Pull and dab.
Pull and
push
tab.
And dab.
Push and dab.
Push and dab.
I'm sure a lot of people.
But you
that.
Need the you need the Jason Mark premium
brush.
No, not the brush. It's like the towel thingy.
Oh, the
like a microfiber.
Microfiber towel.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gangster. This thing is gangster.
I just grab a dish towel these days.
No, it works as well. I mean, if this towel thing was not included in like a bundle box.
Yeah.
I would have probably never purchased it for like $30. I don't know. Like I
you
think
get it at the dollar store
ish
for your glasses,
yeah. Microfiber television. Yeah. Yeah. I did that for
Mr.
the car.
Mr. Clean probably does one.
Yeah, I think it would.
But pretty you dope. Need that technique, right?
Oh yeah.
The push and dab.
Shout out to the guy from Jason Mark on the YouTube channel. Mike, what did you have on feet today?
I wore my Yeezy V2s, the black with the red stripe.
My
or
God.
I'm gonna call it pink because it's borderline pink now.
Okay,
it
but is. Today was a shitty day.
It was.
You guys did not wear that to commute to go to work.
No.
You know what?
So that was your backpack bag.
Yeah.
Backpack.
I would have normally the worn them in the snow, but this morning I stepped out.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Really so bad.
Like, yeah, bad. And I live outside the city, and normally when there's snow in the city, and when there's snow at home,
yeah,
means there's slush in the city.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me give them a chance, and I walked back inside, and I got some like pro model Gore-Tex boot.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and that these guys get cleaned as well, like every 2 weeks.
And you doubled up on those, right?
Yes.
Nice. You had to.
Yeah, ready for next winter.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm sure he would have tripled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Chloe? Did you wear anything other than your 95s?
No.
Gangster.
95.
You're a gangster.
Nice. Yeah, my socks, my ankles were wet.
Nice. I wore the Nike Manoas. Is that what they're called? The tan ones? I call them my hotline bling boots.
Yeah. The boots.
Nice.
The boots. They're doing a good job.
Nice.
I should probably
lace them up. Waterproof?
No.
No. Winterproof? No. Like,
they're city proof. We'll say that.
Okay.
You know, you can get around the city.
Do you spray those?
I don't think I did spray those, but I clean them once in a while. Because, like, yeah, that leather can get all beaten up and dirty.
They look really clean.
They're not bad. They're scuffed up a little bit. But, you know, that
they're
happens.
They're meant to be worn.
Exactly.
Did you guys pick up anything?
Yeah.
Ooh, Chloe. What'd you pick up?
My wife pulled some strings.
Oh, yeah.
I got a pair of...
The wife pulled strings.
Yeah.
The wife pulled the trigger.
Yo, shout out to Jen.
When the wife enters some raffles for you, she's a keeper.
Did she surprise you with it?
Yeah, I'm honestly, I'm there in the morning trying to score online.
Yo, me too. And
she must be fucking chuckling, just looking at me like, look at this fucker.
You're like, yeah, I got him. I'm ready. So what happened? She picked him up that day? Oh, I imagine she picked him up that day.
Yeah, she snuck out somehow. Crazy bitch.
Hey, can you watch the kids? Can you watch the kids? I got to go get my nails done kind of deal.
Sneaky.
She's amazing. Sneaky.
That's amazing. Yeah, Alex, did you grab anything?
Yeezy V2, of course.
Yeah.
And also pull the trigger on one of those refined EQT support.
Ooh.
The white colorway with the black stripes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I begged the EQT gods my whole life for a white EQT. And we get them at a pretty sweet price as an employee, so
something you couldn't say no, right?
You got another sweet pair today, man.
Yeah, that was my second. That was my other story. And for anyone that watched my personal stories on Instagram,
when you're not mopping floors at the shop,
when I'm not mopping floor at the shop, shout out to whoever listed those things for 99¢ auction on eBay. So
I haven't heard about this.
Oh my god. I was just like surfing the eBays, and
gotta love
the
eBay.
The eBays.
You know, you use eBay a lot when you call it the eBays.
The eBays. And I was looking up EQTs, whatever, and I saw King Push, 9.5 DS. I'm like a 9.5/10 in like the guidance, but I was like 9.5. I can do it.
Whoa! Did you say this started at 99¢?
Yeah, that's the auction.
Okay, so
yeah,
there's okay.
So I bid, and I go 50 max bid, and then yeah, no, it's, you know,
you're like yo,
I'm pacing the thing. It's like a week away.
Yeah,
and then the day of, I get outbid.
Of course,
so I go okay, cool.
Like a last minute thing?
No, a couple hours before.
Okay,
so I I do 100. And then I'm highest bidder all day. I think the bids are like 92, 90-something. So
okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm still highest bidder. Max bid, whatever. And then what's this guy? I don't know who you are, but damn, man, you messed up. I don't know what happened, but like, I'm with my girl, sitting on my couch. I'm drinking water, whatever. And then I look at my phone and it's like 3 minutes.
Yo.
And
is your heart racing at this point?
Kind of. And I'm like, yo, I might score. Hey, woo, what's up, live feed, Instagram, yo. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to win. There's 3 minutes to go. I am going to win. And this motherfucker outbids me at like 102.
Oh.
And I'm like, fuck this guy. And like my girl's like, you said you stop at 100. I'm like, I'm not gonna stop at 100. Yeah. Like,
so I could throw down another $5
and
I'm
more.
Good.
So like I go 110. This motherfucker goes 112. And then 5 seconds to go, I do 120, anyone. So I'm like, fuck.
Damn.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess I saved $100.
What a rush.
Actually,
yeah,
100,
like,
110.
Because I was not necessarily like raving for those, whatever. But then I guess for that price, I was just pissed that I missed out and then I lucked out, whatever. So I go to sleep, and I was trying to sell some stuff on eBay this week, and I got scammed twice.
No.
Yeah, like fake buyers or like unauthorized buyer accounts, whatever.
Of course.
So it got canceled twice. So I was pretty, I was like,
I hate that.
eBay, you suck. But then the next morning, I wake up And then I have an email saying, here's your second chance at purchasing King Push.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, oh, shit. All right. And I look. The guy relisted for $110, $115, I don't know. Free shipping, because the guy's from Montreal.
What?
And I'm like, this guy, like, I hope he didn't pay for them, because if he did pay for them, he lost $160.
A lot of money.
Yeah, but he's got, yeah.
No, man.
He needs the money.
He needs the money, man. You can at least do retail for them, and they're going to go.
He's trying to respect the whole eBay thing.
I guess. The guy on the photo was holding the shoe on top of, like, I think there was like a OTH tubular and an NMDOG like on the ground. So I was like, oh, that's definitely a Montreal guy. I don't know who you are.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. Shout out, man, because like you made
you're the real MVP.
A happy fella. But
waking up to that.
Sucks to be you, dog. But I got them today. I have to say, UPS is so much better than Canada Post, man.
Yo, I deal with UPS every day.
UPS, you ship. They pick up your box. It could be 4 or 5 p.m., whatever. Your standard.
Yep.
Ontario gets delivered the next day.
Yep, always.
The guy shipped out the shoe on Monday in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
and it took 2 days to process. Just so that I can get the shoe today. Like,
these guys are working hard.
I don't know, man.
Canada Post?
I prefer UPS, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Canada Post is a joke.
It's just my thing.
Sorry. And if anyone works for Canada Post that's watching us on Instagram Live right now, sorry. But it's the truth.
I mean, we're not going to do anything about it.
I don't think there's much we can do about it.
But I have to say for anyone out there that didn't get to see what King Push, like the way they package this whole thing is like...
The detail is sick.
Okay, first of all, the box is like an all black tiled box with like a nice foil AQT logo on top. That's amazing. The cardboard is like a bit stiffer. That's more amazing. Also, then you open, there's like a first paper with like weights, I don't know, whatever on it. And then you open the thing and you have like a garbage bag with a little like red elastic on it. And then the shoe is like in the garbage bag. The shoe was missing its tag. But
ooh, sus.
You couldn't pop it.
No, sis, I couldn't pop it.
Yeah, that was the issue.
This morning I brought my Yeezys to work because I was like, the Yeezys will be the second pair in the bag.
Yeah. Because
I knew I was gonna wear them today.
Yeah.
But then there was no tag on it. So I was like, okay, fuck. Kinda cute.
Do you have the power to put a new tag on it and then pop it at work?
I could have, but I didn't. So anyway.
Should've.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys like my little like tag popping video?
I liked it.
From it looked Yeezy,
like you,
I mean.
It looked like you took a second to really get in there and pull it.
Yeah, yeah.
I always feel like I'm gonna cut myself every time I do that.
What happened is like, I'm sending out the emails one by one for the Yeezy winners, right?
Yeah.
So, we have this thing in Montreal called Buying and Selling Kicks Montreal, whatever.
Shout out to the group.
Shout out to the groups. I'm watching you guys. So I asked my friend to add me to the group again, and he did. And I started looking at the tread like a kid was like, Adidas like started like sending out emails. Yo, what's up, Sneaker Files? Watching us live now.
Yo, we're actually live right now on
Instagram. That's pretty crazy.
First time we've ever done this.
First time.
But sorry to cut you off.
Yo, cheers, Sneaker Files. I listened to the episode this morning on my way to work.
Shout out.
Sorry, I got some stuff to say.
We're drinking beer.
Okay, so...
Carry on.
So then, what happened? Okay. So, like, I'm sending out the emails one by one, and I'm watching that thread go on and on and on and on. Like, dudes fucking being like, took an L. They're doing, like...
heard that before.
They're doing memes. Like, they have, like, this guy, like, this waiter guy, like... opening a thing and there's like a big L in it, and then like Adidas serving L's and shit. But then there's like some kids that like I start emailing and I see the name and I'm like, I've seen this name before, and I like, and it's one of the kids.
Oh,
and it's one of the kids that's like, that's talk shitting whatever.
Yeah.
So I send the email, and the second I send the email and he gets it, this little motherfucker, like, he screenshotted his email confirmation, and he posts it in comment. He's like,
I saw that.
Took a win, whatever. And then it started. boom, 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 boom. It happened that like so many of these kids were
all the L's turned into W's.
All the L's turning into W's, but then all the W's turned in into
money.
Oh. Money. Oh yeah, man. Oh,
dude,
yeah,
dude. You know what drives me crazy is when they post it in their car.
Oh
they
my god.
They just get it and they're like, they pull it out of the box.
The day of the launch.
Probably do it in
the day
store.
Of the launch.
Oh,
yes.
It's brutal.
A fucking kid.
Really?
A fucking kid. He just swiped his card, grabs the box, like slightly opens the box. It's just like not even like a full fucking peek. He pulls the paper. He's like, click. He's like, 800 bin, whatever. I don't know what this means, whatever.
DS.
DS. It's meet
bin
me downtown.
Is buy it now.
Buy it now. 800 piastres, esti. Meet me downtown right now. And he's like right in front of my face. I'm like, I'm going to kill you. And there's even one kid because like what we do is like you sign up with your ID.
Yep.
And then when you come to the cash, you need to show us ID and confirmation.
Yep.
We've already asked you in the line to show your ID and email so that one of my staff can bring you the box, whatever. And one of the kids gets to the cash and my key holder, Jessica, she goes, hi, can I get your ID, please? And I go, no, we don't need. And she's like, why? I look at the kid and I'm like, that's blah, blah, blah. And she looks at me and the kid's like, the kid got his eyes up and
he's like, he knows.
He's like, how the hell do you know who I am? And she's like, oh, do you know him? I'm like, yeah, that's blah, blah, blah from the sneaker groups. And he goes like, shit. So I'm like,
Did they think they're not, that you're
not
watching?
I don't know, man. I don't care. I was just like, I'm like, so did you sell them yet? And he's like, no. Well, actually I did. And I was like, wow, well, you're killing the game, my dude. And he's like, 16-year-old. And Jessica right next to me, she fucking froze.
Poor kid.
She froze. And then while I'm swiping his card, the kid is like, you know, like I'm trying to resell those to get the zebras. And in my head, I was
yeah,
like,
right.
You're definitely taking a fucking L at my store. That's for sure. And then he keeps talking and talking. And I don't look at him. And then I just like grab the bag and I go, enjoy your win. And
your last win.
He just started looking down and he walked away. And then Jessica was like, you roasted him. And I was like, I feel not bad. I don't feel bad. And like literally this thread on the Facebook group went on for like 400 comments or some shit like that.
Yeah, they
and,
make
and
like
it still
dedicated,
goes on. There's like
dedicated threads.
So many other fucking anyway. So at the end of the day when I was able to purchase my pair, I was like, you know what? I'm wearing them tomorrow in the snow. I don't care. So I got to work and I was like, yo, I'm destroying these shoes, man. I'm gonna destroy them.
You're on your way, man.
I taught a class with them last night.
You're
breaking
them.
I danced in my fucking Yeezys, man.
Dope.
I'm going to destroy these shoes, man.
Dope.
I'm going to destroy these shoes. I'm going to make every fucking penny back from them. Every single penny that I've spent on that shoe, I'm gonna get it back. So,
damn. Maybe you should have doubled up.
No. It's fine. I'll enter the raffle for the zebras.
So, maybe we should cut the live and have them listen to it on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Guys, check it out. Saturday, Instagram, Google Play. You can get us on Podbean. You guys want to say what's up?
Did we get some comments?
Yeah, we got some comments. You want to read them?
Yo.
Alex, read off a few.
Okay, so.
Who's watching right now?
We have. Oh,
how many people we got?
Yo.
How many people, yeah.
8.
Yo, dude, we're going to be famous.
Yo, shout out to Frank, Cubicool. Shout out to Silent Stare. You're staring at us silently.
Yo, we could see you.
Shout out, Sid Merizier, Jay Lozon, Sneaker Talk, CA just joined.
Yo, what up,
Guillaume,
Sneaker Talk?
Guillaume, I remember you from the shop, Guillaume Pilon. DJ Sun just watched.
Yo,
fuck you, Canada.
Shout out to DJ Sun.
Prez is like, fuck you, Canada Post.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's gotten a little screwed.
Oh,
Prez, like
shout out. Show Prez.
Check this out, bro. You see this? You recognize that?
Yeah.
If you guys have been listening to the past episodes of the podcast, I've been debating getting rid of my Carmines. And
yo, Prez, I'm still waiting for that Adidas collab. Jonathan Kim is on, B-Menard.
Yo, shout out to Jonathan Kim.
Yo, okay, do we have... anyone want to ask a question?
Yeah.
Let's make
hit us with some questions.
Sneaker Files are here.
Come on.
Alex Tetro. Hello, Alex Tetro. Who are you? Okay, Sneaker Files says, favorite is people selling their pair from an email screenshot. Yeah, that's... I
believe it.
I absolutely hate this shit, too.
I believe it.
Oh, we got Adidas saying those resellers suck. I totally agree.
Them resellers, though.
Resellers wearing my V2s tonight. Me too. Because of you, Suji. That's my E. Nice. What up, Samson? It's your boy, Suji Peasy, Lemon Squeezy.
Oh.
All right. So.
All right. We're going to say peace out.
Yes.
Catch you guys next time.
Check the show on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
How do we end this shit?
Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast and on Twitter at The Sneaker Pod.
Oh, we had 27 viewers, yo.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. That's our first one.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
I think we should do that more often.
I think we should do it more often.
Actually, we might go back live after in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might.
Okay, I like
that.
We
might. I think Chloe and I, we had an idea.
Ooh.
We might, so stay tuned.
Little idea.
It's too late. They're not here anymore.
Yeah, but they're listening, so they'll know next time.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Exactly. So maybe we could talk about what's gone down in the world of sneakers this week. And not only this week, but last week too. Did you guys see the five decades of basketball from Nike? Did you guys see that?
I did.
All that Vachetta
actually,
Chan.
It's all Vachetta, for sure.
It's all Vachetta. Is that getting your crank turning there, Chloe?
Oh, shit.
Is that getting your crank turning?
Yeah, I got... speaking of pickups, I actually got a pair of Vachetta Tan shoes. My first
Did
pair.
You?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got a pair of authentic DX Vans.
Nice.
Some Lows. Yeah. Shout out to the plug.
Are they sick or what?
They're super dope.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's too bad. The weather's been so crap, I haven't had the opportunity to wear them yet.
Yo, but, it has been bad.
As soon as I got them, I've been thinking about fits.
When did you pick them up?
I got them delivered. They came in sometime end of last week.
Dope.
Yeah.
Super dope.
But all the tan. Amazing. Yo,
there's a lot of tan going on there. So in this five decades of basketball, we have the Nike Blazer Studio back from the 1970s. We got the Air Force One Lux, all Vachetta tan. That is a sick shoe. That's a ballin' shoe.
Yeah.
From the 1980s. From the 1990s, we got the Air Foamposite Pro, all Vachetta tan. I don't think any of us are really big Foamposite fans.
No,
I know you're not
really.
Chloe.
No.
I think we talked about this before the pod. I'm not a huge fan either. Also, we have the Air Zoom Generation from 2000s, a.k.a. the LeBron 1.
Those are pretty cool.
I like them because I like the story behind them and how they're not actually called the LeBron 1, but they look dope in tan. And I was actually watching Pawn Stars the other day on TV, and some guy brought
episode.
Them in.
Yeah,
did
yeah,
you
yeah.
see that? Where
I'm
he had them signed upside down. Pretty cool. Pair of signed LeBrons, not
the
bad.
Air Force 1s are dope. I just, how do you feel about that stuff hanging on the back?
It's meh for me.
If you could remove it, it'd be cool.
Yeah. We also on there the all brand new Zoom Bonafide for 2010s. Kind of a space age looking shoe to me.
Oh, that Jason Kidd type of shoe?
Yeah, exactly.
Looks pretty cool.
It's
I want to
cool.
see more of the tan.
It's modern.
On it.
I want to see it in person. So once they release, I want to check it out in person. So they did release February 10th exclusively at Kith, but they are set to release to the rest of the world February 18th. So the day you listen to this podcast, I believe. Check it out.
Oh.
Oh, what?
That's my wife's birthday. Happy
Yo,
birthday.
Ah, Jen, happy
birthday.
Birthday,
Jen, because we know she listens.
Yeah, shout out to Jen. She's always killing it.
Top
Thanks for taking
in the world.
Care of our boy over here.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with them Yeezys. Speaking of Yeezys, of course, we just talked about the release. It just happened. Anything crazy happened, Suji?
But I kind of went low-key on a rant.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yo,
you're allowed to rant a little bit.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be this rant runner, but, you know.
It's got to happen.
Don't let the groups get to you.
No. That's what... Yeah.
You can't.
It was just funny, man. It was just like tons of jokes, man.
Well, you see, like, the front and back end, you know?
It's because, like, I hear so many people actually crying because they're taking L's. And then there are those little kids that come out of nowhere and get the shoe just to resell it.
Of course.
But for those people that actually get the shoe and are so happy to get them and actually rock them.
Yeah.
I know.
And to everyone out there, stop.
I made some happy people.
Stop calling them breads because they are not breads.
Lol.
They are all black with some red writing. I understand that, but don't call them breads. Chloe, you're a big golf fan.
Oh, yeah.
We know what dropped not too long ago. The Air Jordan 1 golf shoe.
Yeah, I should have paid more attention to those. Eh? I kind of missed out. I stumbled upon it last night. Someone messaged me way before the release and said, oh, keep your eye out on that. Completely forgot about it.
Me
Yesterday, too. I was thinking about what gear I'm going to bring to my golf trip next month.
And whoa, where are you going?
I'm going to hit up Kissimmee.
Nice.
Get a week's worth of golf.
Nice.
Sick.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So I was thinking maybe it's time I purchase a pair of golf shoes, you know, just get some, you know,
some
new gear.
Yeah.
Just to rock on a golf trip. And the Jordans came up to, you know, they popped up.
Yep.
Went online and
sold out. Yeah.
Those white pair is really dope.
So they were released in a Chicago 1 colorway and also an all white with some silver on there, some gray on the wings logo. Super dope. I'm kind of sad I missed out, but I was looking at some videos on them, and apparently the outsole is the same outsole as a Tiger Woods signature shoe, which is really cool.
The sole, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they would be as performant as...
It's a look-at-me shoe.
Yeah, type thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's going to be waterproof. Like, you got to be able to breathe, too.
But you told us what you were looking for and what you're looking at.
Yeah, as I was scrolling, like, it was sold out, so I kept on looking at it. I looked at all the other models.
Of course.
And I'm kind of feeling those chukas.
They're
nice.
Like
I have a lot of outfits to go with it.
They're really dope, and they come in the Oreo colorway, like you said.
And they're breathable. And for down south, it's great. I know I'm not going to run into rain or terrible conditions. And I'm not going to go super early when they water the grass, so I think I'll be able to do that... The Flyknit thing.
Super dope.
Guys, can I ask you your opinion? I'm sorry, I'm not talking at the moment.
Are you okay?
I'm actually speaking with Anna through text messages.
Shout out to Anna.
Anna, she's in Arizona. She went down for
leadership training. In Arizona, man.
Dude, Arizona is beautiful.
Manager's conference over there. It looked fucking crazy. And now she just texted me. She's like, she's in an outlet.
Oh wait!
I think we better take a break for Alex.
Is she shopping?
Yeah, she's shopping for me. Anna doesn't necessarily like to speak over the phone. While we were potting, she tried to FaceTime me 4 times.
Does that mean we have to take a break?
No, she's trying to pull the trigger for me.
Okay, what's on deck here?
What's on deck? No tens. I'm sorry. Fuck.
You know what? Let's put her on the pod.
10.5.
Should we put her on the pod?
Shit.
Should we call her up?
Do you want to be on?
I love this.
The pod.
We're live right now.
Oh, okay, you know what?
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Hook it up. Okay.
Anna,
you're on the pod.
I'm sorry, but this is going down. Just surprise her. She knows we're potting.
Yeah. I told her.
This is sick.
She's going to pick up?
I love all this.
Oh, watch her not pick up.
Hey,
what up, Anna?
What up?
Hey, Anna, it's us from the podcast. You're live.
You're live on the podcast right now.
I'm live from Arizona right now, freaking out with Outlet Gems, let me tell you.
What is going on?
So maybe you could fill us in on what's on deck.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Look at this, Alex.
Okay. Alex, tell
us. Okay, well, basically, Anna's flashing all that white mountaineering stuff in front of me.
Oh, man.
EQT Xenos.
And a big 50% off sign right there.
50 and plus.
Oh, my. Oh.
I have those, mama.
you got them all, but, man. No, but seriously, check this. For the White Mountaineering Forum, they have tens if you're interested.
Oh, nice. Is there only the black?
No, they're olive.
Oh! Game changer.
Bumbleclad.
Oh, nice. Now you can see the olive.
Okay, first question is, can you bring the box back?
Yeah, you could unfold it and flatten it and put it in your suitcase.
Do you love me enough to bring the box back?
If you let me do what Chloe says and flatten it, then yeah.
Yes.
You know what you should do? You should just give her your credit card when she leaves.
I actually thought your first question would be is how much?
Oh, he doesn't care.
No, because I'm sure it's a good price.
She knows.
Like double discounts on this stuff.
Oh, true.
Amazing.
And you know my white mountaineering trench coat, they have it here too. The long one.
No way.
Yeah.
In my size?
it's XL. Mine is large though, so I don't know.
My size.
Okay, so we have Anna live shopping for me in Arizona.
I love this.
Yo, Anna, can you fill us in on like what are you doing right now in Arizona? Arizona, sorry. Okay, pull the trigger for that too.
I don't know if I have enough money to be your personal shopper.
Yo, you can't afford her.
I'm in Arizona for Adidas Leadership Conference, and we just wrapped up today. So we're thinking of hitting up the Phoenix Suns versus the LA Lakers.
Ooh, nice.
We had to do a quick outlet drive-by before.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Amazing.
Paul, who is my Toronto counterpart, is scooping up all of the Climacools and all the crazy colors.
Nice.
And yeah, no, we're having a good time.
Can you let the people know where you're going in the next days?
In the next days, I am going to LA to spend some time with the homies at Originals on Melrose Place.
Damn.
Because they've been doing some really cool shit called the Creator's Corner, and they're going to walk me through it, and they bring all kinds of local, like, artists and musicians, you name it, and they all have, like, these amazing jams at the store. Kind of like some of the ones that we've had, but, you know, Cali nice. Styles. So I'm going to go spend some time with those guys and pick their brains. So I'm flying out there tomorrow morning. I'll be there till Sunday. So I'll for sure have some stories for you guys when I come back.
Sick. That'd be awesome. Yo.
Okay, well, if you can't pick up those racing ones, get the forums. I love you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Have fun.
Say bye, guys.
Anna, thanks for coming on the pod.
Bye.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You can
have
follow her at
bye.
Azucar Baba. Bye-bye.
Size 8, Anna. Size
bye.
8.
Bye. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, sorry, guys.
I love that.
That was a bit random.
It was random, but I loved it.
That's amazing.
Yo, speaking of Adidas, sneaker and stuff, social status. Collab.
I know.
I still have wood.
It's beautiful. And
so nice.
So excited to see them in person because I feel like they have like so many cool mix of garments. And it's...
What does it remind you of?
Reigning Champ.
Reigning Champ.
Yeah.
But better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but better. I think it's, for me, the black thing that like...
Around the toe?
Around the toes.
Yeah.
Really does it for me.
So
I like the cage on it.
Gives a really good contrast.
One or two? The first pair or this pair?
So the tea time or the sneakers and stuff, social status?
Two.
I will say two.
Yeah.
Chloe?
Would you say two?
I would say two as well.
Yeah.
What do you think Chris would say?
If I had the reigning champ,
ooh,
though,
what would Chris
I think
say?
I would swing the other way.
Chris?
What would Christopher Chu do?
Chris, if... Christopher Chu.
I think he would go for the first one.
Yeah.
Chris would go for the first
Chris
one.
Chris likes
yeah.
to be a bit different. He'll go one.
Chris would go one. Yeah.
Chris, but we miss you, man.
It's a beautiful... Anyway, it's a really
yeah,
beautiful
it's
shoe.
It's gorgeous.
Really sick shoe. Yeah. Really sick shoe. So I have kind of a crazy story. So last weekend on Friday, I got a phone call from a friend. He was kind of frantic at the time. He posted... Let me put some context to this. So a few weeks back, he purchased a Yeezy 350 V2 from a store in his city. They had a restock or something like that, or the pairs that they didn't sell, which to me was a bit fishy when I heard this.
Yeah.
So he's been looking for a pair of Yeezys for a while. So we went down. He was able to cop, but he couldn't cop his size. So he took...
Oh, it was an actual thing.
Yeah. Yeah. From
which,
like...
Which 350?
A V2 in the, I think they're olive.
Oh, okay. No,
wait, I think they're
okay.
olive. So he was able to cop, not his size. He got an 8.5. He's a 10.5. So he thought to himself, I'm gonna sell them, you know, or find someone to size swap with him. So what happened was he posted them up on the Facebook groups. Of course, those magnificent, fun Facebook groups. Post them up. And what do you think the first comment is? Any ideas?
That they're fake.
They're fake.
Fakes.
No way.
Capital letters, exclamation points. And of course, my buddy was like, yo, they're not fake. I bought them from such and such a place. no, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. They're pointing out everything that's wrong with the shoe.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, my God.
So what I'm doing is he's freaking out right now. Like, he's got anxiety about this because he doesn't want to get a bad rep, especially in this group, because this is the first time he's ever posted on there. So what he does is he calls me, and he's like, yo, man, I'm freaking out. People are thinking that my shoes are fake. They're not fake. I bought them from such and such a store. So I've never seen them in person, but I know where he bought them. I know exactly what he was getting. And this store has a good rep, or fairly good rep. They're reputable.
So they got a shoe that was returned, and they put them back out to sell, and then he grabbed those?
I don't exactly know what the story was. It was either shoes that they didn't sell or that were returned. But they posted up on their Instagram that they were doing this, so he jumped on it right away. So what happened was he calls me, freaking out, and I start looking at the shoe over FaceTime. I'm like, that looks good, and I'm looking at my pair in my hand. It's late on a Friday night. I'm like, yo, man, this looks good. This looks good. We're comparing them. And then he flips it over to the bottom, and we look at the Boost. And the people in the Facebook groups were saying, the Boost is off, the Boost is off. So I look at the Boost, and you know how the Boost has, like, those few dots on it?
The little nipples?
The little nipples, exactly. So I'm looking at mine, and I have, I believe, 7.
Mad nipples.
7 on mine. He's got 9. So already I'm like, okay, but this could be a material thing,
they're
right?
They're not the same size.
Exactly.
Either, no.
That's what I said. I said they're not the same size. With me, I got this. And
but his are smaller. He can't have more nipples on a smaller pair.
That is
no, it's true.
No. He's got more.
He's got more.
He's got more than I got. So, which is a little suspect, right?
Okay.
So I'm starting to be like, okay, what's going on here? We talked to Chris a little bit about legit checking them and to see if they were legit or not. I'm looking at them, and we were comparing on some websites. Oh, what was it? I forget what websites they were, but we were comparing, and they look legit to me. The thing that I was wondering is if they are actually fake, has it gotten to the point where you have to legit check your shoes before you buy them retail from an actual retailer? And what could have happened is if they were returned, did someone switch them out?
But yeah.
You know?
Could have happened easily.
There's been horror stories where some fellows and other stores have been opening boxes straight from distribution center, and the carton,
like when they receive them,
yeah, and the cartons were like weirdly retaped.
Yo.
And then opens one of the boxes, and there's like some old fucking destroyed Nike shoes in the box.
What?
And you know what happened? Like the guy from UPS like probably switched them up, or
guy
like,
from UPS
anything. The guy is a distribution center, took the shoes, put the box in, you know, like
holy cow.
Yeah, I've heard some shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Some came with like nasty souls, and then goes to find out that they're fake.
But my thing is,
but this is like super rare.
Yeah.
Like,
but shouldn't a store, especially with Yeezys, right? Shouldn't they be able to check them before they bring them back into stock? Like, there should be that one person that could verify.
Each box myself one by one just to check the color, just to check I got the right style and stuff.
Color and size.
Yeah
that's it. Like we size check them too, but
he doesn't count the nipples, Mike.
No, this is some of the crazy shit I've heard. Like people,
I'm sure
actually,
you hear
like,
some crazy stuff.
Yo, people like look at the booths and shit, and they're trying to count like the amount of bubbles they see in the little like
has anyone
shit.
Ever called you out in the store?
People come in and they try to ask me for no, but they're like, can you legit check my pair? I'm like,
that's next level.
Yo, I just pulled them out of a box.
Easy busters, yeah, like, okay, let me check, yo. And then I checked them and I'm like, okay, well, there's like, but there are some like good guidelines online on the legit check.
There is, there's
some
good
especially
stuff.
V2s.
Yeah.
V2s because of the stripes, like this, the back stripe should go. The side stripe should go like a bit over the stitches on the back.
On the back, yeah.
Same thing for in the front, whatever. Like, there's a couple like little things you can check, but I mean, I feel bad for your friend because I feel like if you were next to him,
yeah,
Or if I was able to check them myself, I don't know. Maybe like I could have.
Maybe you can.
The Chris have to has a chance to.
Chris was super busy getting ready for his conversing in New York, so I was able to take care of it with him. We were able to check it out, and in the end, they were legit.
Boom.
They were legit.
So then.
So what happened was, is the guy who called him out, he messaged him or. My buddy messaged him, and he's like, yo, man, they're not fake. I can give you this and this to show you that they're not fake and show him pictures of his shoe. He's like, well, you could have switched the shoe. You could have done this. You could have done that. And you know the people on Facebook, they're
really
doing
it. Sucks for him, man.
It does. And I could tell he was really taken back by it, you know, because he doesn't want to get his name out there for being like a guy that is trying to. Exactly. You know, but they were able to talk to each other, and the guy was like, yo, man, thank you so much for sending those pictures. I really appreciate it. They are legit. If you want, I will take down my comments on the Facebook group, and I will tell people that you are legit, which was a really good move on his part, I think.
So what happened
really
to the
cool.
shoe?
The shoe is still yet to be sold.
They're still sitting.
He's kind of hesitant now of posting him, and I'm like, dude, they're legit. Post them.
Yeah.
Take some nice pictures.
Size swap that shit.
Size swap. Get your size, because he needs a pair. He really needs a pair. He doesn't know what he's missing. And part of him, he wanted Yeezy so bad that he thought about wearing the 8.5, even though he was a 10, 10.5.
No.
I'm like, dude,
impossible.
Why would you do that?
Impossible.
But part of me is like, why would you do that? You don't want to do that, man. Your feet are going to hurt. You're not going to get the full experience of owning a pair.
No.
So.
Especially he's a 10?
10, 10.5.
Therefore, 10.5.
Yeah.
Absolutely 10.5.
Like, dude. I'm just like,
wow.
I felt so bad. But
that's
you know
a
what?
Horrible story, man.
It's a horrible story. But if this actually did happen where they were fakes, what makes you say that they haven't done it before? Right?
I mean, I guess maybe it could happen. It could. But it's
it
just
could
like
happen.
It's, but not on my story. That's for sure.
Because you got happen. You working on it.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Amazing.
That's so, talking about fakes, you had asked me to bring something for What Are Those segment.
Yeah.
For the segment, What Are Those?
We were going to do What Are Those, but you thought of something a little bit better.
Yeah, so I was like going through my basement and shit, and I ran into a pair that was one of my first purchases on eBay.
Ooh. Now, when did you start buying on eBay?
I don't remember. I'm old, man. That was a long time ago.
Come on. You look like you're 14.
Yeah.
You still get carded.
Oh, yeah. So, you guys remember the SB Heinekens?
Oh, yes.
So, I was hunting those for a while when I was younger.
Gorgeous shoe.
And there was this post on eBay, and the pictures were good. Everything was legit. I get the box. I open the box, and it's not. Not what I saw in the pictures.
Okay.
So this is what the guy sends me.
So wait. So he sent you pictures of like a legit.
No, in his post.
Okay.
Everything is legit.
Yeah.
Nice pictures.
Everything looks good. Yeah, otherwise, you wouldn't have pulled the trigger.
You know what? There was a little feeling of it was too good to be true type of thing.
Okay.
But back then, I was just starting and. I had to pull the trigger. I mean, he was asking for three, buy it now at 300, and it was at like $50, and I think I ended up getting them for 100, but I didn't.
So
I didn't go
that's
into,
a little bit of a too
like,
good to be true.
He had a good
true.
Percentage, yeah. But he only sold like a couple of pieces. He wasn't in double digits.
All right.
So I said, screw it.
Okay.
Regardless, I got my money back in the end because
they were fake. Not what they were. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we just got back live on Instagram. What's up, guys?
What up, Instagram?
Just want to give a couple shout-outs before we start. Samson, Mark, Azalea,
so
John, Robbie. So
close talking about these fake shoes.
So
is this the box that came in?
Yeah, usually the double box, right?
Yeah.
It was just tape.
Just this?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Look,
God.
You can see the tape, just like that.
So we're talking Boom. Fake shoes. Glo brought some fake shoes for us to check out. So we're about to find out what Chloe has in this box.
So look at this shit. Look how good this fucking shit is.
Okay, I'm going to check these out. Wow. Should I open them up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just want to point out that Mike got some flowers for his baby girl.
I did. Roses Valentine's. Are red, but I love you.
Valentine's.
Look how bad that is. That's bad.
Oh, yo, and they're so...
So if you guys are wondering about... You guys are wondering about the laces?
Yeah.
So what happened was my friend had a pair, a beat-up pair, so I actually took the fake laces and I put them on the beat-up pair.
Oh,
so
that's okay.
Those are real laces, and I have fake laces on my real pair.
So,
oh, my God.
They're bad, eh?
They're so stiff. And
yeah, I'm sure if you'd wear them.
Seems legit.
Really? No, for real?
Yo, sneaker fan says seems legit.
They look legit.
Really, Doug?
So yo, I'm sure if you walk on shit, but all this shit, as soon as you walk on it, it'll probably just turn green right off the bat.
Just like the feeling.
Do they seem legit?
So like
cheese.
Here?
So cheese.
Yo, you could grate cheese on this stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
probably.
Listen.
Eugene, for real. Tell me if these legit.
Yo, look at that paint job.
Look at the paint.
And look at these like little spots where they screwed up. The
so bad. It's so bad.
Look at these little spots.
The boy's fucked up.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm loving this. What's next?
Yo, I think these are like, yeah, what is that?
Fufu.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leah. Leah's watching us.
So that's live
from
really
the living room.
Bad.
Yo, they got that Zoom Air.
Yeah. So that's a really, really bad pair of fakes.
That's super bad.
So yeah, stitching everything is like crazy gross. Okay.
So back then I was going hard on all these SBs, right?
Yeah. SBs were the thing back then.
Yeah. So
listen to it hit the table.
You guys know those here. You're gonna
put them away. Put them away.
I can't even cut the grass in those, man. So
all right, Glow.
Do you guys remember those Freddy Cougar SBs?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So I got them. These are really, really well done.
Okay.
And I actually paid
a decent amount?
Yeah, I paid a decent amount.
All right.
And I thought they were legit.
All right.
I put them in a back in my shoe room, and they were collecting dust. And all of a sudden, there was one of my boys is like, oh, I'll sell them for you. I'll get rid of them for you. I'm like, all right, yeah. Pass that SB thing.
You're over it.
And he did a legit check on them, and it was so tough. The only way that you could tell was by the tag of the dates. On the inside.
Okay.
And that's how he found out
Jeez.
That they were fake. And they were really well done.
So this is like a really nice pair of fakes.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm like, oh my God, I scored a pair.
Yo, look at that gold. Wow. Yo, I love this shoe.
They're pretty well done.
Yo, I love this shoe. But even, I don't know.
And I'm telling you, it's just
that inside tag.
It's the fucking date on this shit right here. That's how
you
found out.
Yeah.
But if you look at it,
it looks good. Like, it looks nice.
Yeah.
So I lost out on that.
Yo, I love those Krugers. Let me check them out. Let me check them out. See, that feels, but still super hard. Right? Hard. Yo, for those who haven't seen the insoles, yeah, they're super dope. Oh, wow.
That's funky.
They're nice. They're well done.
So I got to donate all these things and
give them to charity or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, what's next?
Is Nike
so this
always
in my basement? I just completely forgot.
Is Nike always crooked like that?
I don't know, man. I know. You know what? I just
Tell
I got
me,
them.
Tell me
and
again.
I just threw them in a corner and I'm like,
and you're
scored
like,
them, done. What's my next hunt, right?
And then until when it was someone time pulled to get them rid out of them,
then I found out they're fake and it's like, okay.
And you still have them.
Yeah, it's all
I mean,
stuff
it's a
I
great
moved from
souvenir,
my condo
man.
Into my house, and I just haven't been in my basement.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's time to clean up.
All right.
Next
we got one more?
Yeah. So.
Feels like Christmas. Fake Christmas.
Fake Christmas.
Back in the day, I had a plug.
Fakes the claws.
No plugs. Only assists.
Only assists, yeah.
I had an assist on a pair of Team Early Jordans.
Oh, hashtag Team Early.
Yeah. And there's quite a lot
oh,
of
shit.
Us that got
what up, Anna?
Life quite a lot AC. Of us got screwed, but shit happens, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we all wanted the team early. We were okay with putting a couple dollars more just to get them to lock them down and get them early.
And people are doing that these days too.
Yeah, well, a bit less these days.
Yeah,
than Well, they have to respect the dates, well, and et cetera, and et cetera.
True. Right? No, I mean, like, the guys that are on Instagram that are like, yo, I got you $400. You get them a week and a half before release.
I don't know if you see that nowadays.
I see it on YouTube all the time.
Anyways. So
They got the plug.
So these Jays looked really, really good. Some of them were bad.
Okay.
And I was able to tell by the box.
Right away.
Yeah. Like you could clearly see that this box is a bullshit box.
Just looking at the tag.
It looks legit.
Just
yo.
Looking at the tag,
yeah,
I
Adidas
could tell.
Adidas boy. Of course it looks legit.
Oh my god, and that's what's inside? Yo, that did not come in that box, did it?
No, it came in that box.
So c'est des souliers de Michael Jordan.
Oh my
but
god.
But you see, you wouldn't be able to legit check your box because you're getting it before the release.
That's true.
Right? So it's gone.
All right, you ready?
Look. Well, I don't know about...
Listen to that. Else. Listen to that carbon fiber, yo.
Okay, so there's example. These you were able to tell because of the box, right?
Yeah.
But then...
What about that fat jump man on the bottom?
But then...
Let me show them.
So he pulled out a pair of Concord Lows.
It's tough,
Jordan
man.
11
it's,
Concord Lows.
It's really tough to check. Because, look...
What's this?
Tuxedo 11s.
Dude, it's really hard to tell.
I gotta look at them side by side.
Yeah.
So anyways, tell the people what you just brought.
You know
out.
What I should have done? I got rid of my OG ones.
Yep.
They're all gone, but too bad I couldn't bring a pair. Yep. What I should have done was I should have brought.
Bring the reals, bring the
or
fake.
Maybe I should have asked Chris. Sorry about that, Bowie.
But for the people that can't see us on Instagram Live right now, what did you just pull out? You pulled out the Concord Lows?
Sorry. Now, yeah, I had a pair of tuxedos and I had a pair of Concord Lows.
Amazing.
And you could easily tell.
Tuxedo is legit?
No. They're both. These are all.
Fugazi.
Yeah, Fugazi.
They're all Fugazi.
You could tell by the box. This one. The box.
What is this?
Is on point. This is a pair of Concords. Concords. Excuse me. Space Jams.
Space Jam 11s.
So
Space Jam 11.
These really, really, really look good. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was time that made me realize that they weren't legit.
Really? How so?
Because they didn't yellow.
Ah.
Yellow.
So look.
So what release was this? What year?
Okay, where are my Jordans?
Jeez, what year is this? But you see, they should have been a lot more yellow.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the year.
And they should have been like brownie yellow, not like that goldish pea yellow.
I haven't pulled these out in ages, but they were blue. They were
really?
On ice. Yeah, they were ice last time I pulled them out.
Damn.
And they shouldn't have been ice. They should have been like...
Brown around the purple.
Yeah. But look at that. Besides that, how the hell was I supposed to tell?
How about that ass crack on the jump man right there?
It's tough, man.
It is tough, but
back then
it's the ass crack and the leg right there.
It's not the same ass crack that I like.
Check that out, everyone on Instagram.
Nowadays it's a lot easier to like check your shit.
Yeah.
But
make sure you get legit checks. If you're not sure about something and you're not comfortable, like Chris said in the last episode, don't go through with it. Chloe, you got a lot of fake shoes, man.
I got screwed.
more than once.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Not the end of the world.
But you know what? I got my money back, so it's all good. You know?
So
you squash that shit. Life goes on.
Yeah. But yeah, they are a nice fake. The mesh is nice on the side.
My question is, if you put them on, do you feel the difference?
I haven't put them on.
Look at them. They're still... Well, they were.
They're DS.
They're DS. They're FNDS.
Lol.
Fake, not DS. Not bad. I like that.
What about you guys think we give a little final love to our listeners before we wrap things up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've had some people on the live chat.
Are they asking us questions?
Us. Shout out to Eugene asking me to legit check those Nikes. Fuck it, it's not happening. we have...
What about these J's? Can you legit check these?
Yo, Chris. Chris is like, what's good, Alex? Are you going for those SNS sneakers? A social status collab? I don't think I have the necessary funds and plugs to get them at the moment.
I think Alex has plans for something else.
I have plans for more stuff.
Yeah.
Chloe, are you going for the sneakers and stuff?
Negative.
Negative. Why no. so?
I got to liquidate shoes before I could cop.
Got
to
liquidate shoes.
That is too many shoes.
Mikey, what do you think?
Not for me, my friend.
Not
for me.
Maybe Chris. Who knows?
I think Chris would like them.
Chris is probably looking at them.
Chris probably has a pair on the way.
Maybe. Nah. Who knows? We have Samsung confirming that these SNS look better in person. I do not doubt.
Yo, I gotta check them
at all. Asukar Baba just joined in from Arizona. She wants us to shout out Sam, the West Coast DM for Adidas. So
ooh,
shout out to Sam.
Shout out Sam.
Shout out.
What up, Sam?
What up, Sam? We have Leah live from Mike's living room.
Back room.
She's like, shout out.
Shout out to the wife. Shout out to the wife.
Amazing, yo. Thoughts on the new Yeezy Runner from season 5. I fucking love it.
It's about time. Yeah, let's talk
about it.
Let's talk about this a little bit.
Oh, wait. Before, my man Paul from Vancouver is in the house.
Oh, what up, Paul?
Shout out to Paul. Yo. What up, Paul?
Yo, we got to get Paul on this pod.
Yo, pod. You will be Paul.
I know we've talked about this for a while. We got to have him on the pod.
Well, actually, why don't we call him right now?
Snap. He's going to be on the pod.
We're just doing that today. We're just calling people
he's
up.
He's like, yo, shit, you want to do it? We'll call you right now.
Yo, should we
amazing.
Do it?
Amazing.
That's my phone, so you have to do it from...
What do I think about the Yeezy Runner? So
I like the all white.
I love the shoe. I love the silhouette itself. There's a favorite of mine that came out 1 or 2 years ago called... my God, what's his fucking name?
He likes the bulkiness. We said it
that's
on the
podcast. Yeah, no, we talked about this.
Yeah.
We talked about it before the podcast.
Runner.
Oh, that one.
C'est quoi?
What's it called?
Okay, guys, keep talking.
Anyways, say hi to really Sam. Like,
Temper
like
Run. Thanks, Paul.
Temper Run. Paul. Yo, shout out to Paul.
Yo, this is why we need him on the pod.
Yeah. Yo, Paul, Temper Run. Shout out.
Shout out to the Temper Run.
The Temper Run is like, for me, it's an all time favorite. So for me, it reminds me of the Temper Run. Kind of love it. All white, I wouldn't do it because it's an all white shoe.
You leave the all white for me.
I will leave the all white for Chloe, the all white slut.
And the olive too.
Slut.
The Temper Run. Oh, Sid, the kicks just bumped in. What up, Sid?
Yo, shout out to Sid.
Shout out to Sid.
So, about the new shoes, we were talking before the pod that we think that Kanye is starting to bring back the like old school kind of feel with shoes, like the bulkiness, especially with this new line that's coming out.
We were kind of talking about this off pod before. I was one of those people that called that like baggy was gonna get back into style,
like baggy pants.
Yeah. When like
Janko jeans.
I do joggers and tapered and like chinos and skinny pants, whatever. Because Anna think they make me look good. Shut up.
Shout out to Anna.
I don't know if I'd be able to do the big pants,
but
man.
The baggy pants are gonna
short.
Be back.
They'll make me look shorter.
Nah.
Yeah, you're pretty short. You're pretty short.
You're saying you didn't rock them back in the day?
I think I didn't wear baggy. I think I just wore them really low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're just gonna close the pod for tonight. Sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry, guys. We need
guys
to
make sure to
up.
Check us up next time. Make sure you follow
us
everywhere.
Actually, listen to the show on Saturday, please.
Exactly. It'll be launching Saturday morning. Actually, you know what? I'll put it up on midnight on Friday. How's that sound?
That sounds pretty good.
Eastern Standard Time.
Amazing, yo.
Yo.
Okay, everyone, say a final goodbye. We're reading the comments.
Leave us some more comments. If you have any questions for us, we will answer them next time.
All right.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out, guys. Peace.
Thanks for listening.
Swag.
Yo, thanks, I love this Instagram live thing.
It's so cool, man.
It's so cool. It's a great way to connect.
33 viewers this time, yo.
It's great to connect with everyone.
Nice.
But you know what? I think it's time that
it
we
is.
just... Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. It's been a busy show, man.
Dude, it's been crazy. It's kind of been off the cuff, and I like that. I like how we're just like picking up the phone. Chris called in. Yeah. That wasn't expected.
God, there
it wasn't
so
planned.
Much action today.
Yeah, it's great.
It was exciting. I think when Chris comes back, we should definitely do some more video stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And I think it's a great way to take questions from people right away. Which
it's
is super
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the podcast and there's anything you want to have us answer, any questions, make sure you send us a DM. Leave us a comment on Instagram,
or
Twitter.
Catch us live.
Yeah. Catch us anywhere. You know, wherever. Hey, yo, we're in them Facebook groups. Come check us out. Excuse Alex has always got his eye on the Facebook groups.
Yeah.
But before we go, maybe we can give some shout-outs. Shout-outs to 40s and Shorties for always keeping our feet warm and always making us look dope. And also, shout out to the boys at Rastaclat.
Yes.
Yo, we've been doing a lot of stuff with Rastaclat and 40s and Shorties. We're taking some sick pictures. If you want to check it out, head on over to the Instagram at Sneaker Podcast. And a big shout out to Converse for taking care of our boy Chris and sending him down to New York. I'm really excited to see what he's been doing over there.
Miss you, Chris.
And really excited to check out that shoe that he's making.
Yes.
Like, I'm trying to picture it in my head, and I can't. Because Chris always, he wants to be different, you know? So I'm just thinking it's like the craziest thing out there.
No, and he's like, he's the mastermind. I'm thinking he's going to have like crazy execution or something.
I find that Chris is always, you know when people say they're always one step ahead? I feel like Chris is always like two or three steps ahead.
Yeah.
You know, his brain's always three steps ahead. Chris, we miss you, man. We can't wait to have you back here. And we've been talking about some stuff that we're going to be doing with the podcast. I think we'll get into it more. Next time we do a pod.
Yeah.
When we're all here and we could all talk about it. Shout out to everyone listening. Make sure you go download us on Instagram.
Skip.
Make sure you go download us on iTunes. Subscribe, comment, rate us too. You can get us on Google Play. You can get us on Podbean. Thank you so much for listening. Before we go, Chloe, where can people find you on Instagram, my friend?
At Chlorel.
And Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cypher Sounds, yo.
And you can find me at On Air with Mike D. Make sure you follow our boy Christopher Chu at Christopher.Chu, C-H-I-U. We'll catch you back here next time on the Sneaker Podcast. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Catch you later. Peace.
Peace.
Keep it fresh.